Welcome back to Siren Radio with me, Jamie Rose. Today, joined by alternate hard rock band from Mexborough, Wichita's. First of all, guys, how are you? Are you all good?
Very good, yeah.
Good, thank you.
Thank you for coming in. Really do appreciate it. Can reach out to us over the new track that you've got. How recently is it kind of new, by the way? Kicking Up a Storm.
We wrote the song about 5 or 6 months ago. We originally wrote it as an acoustic song. And then as we kept getting more gigs doing a live sound, we had to change it up and rearrange it a bit. And then that was it. Now we've been playing it. We chose that song because everywhere we go, we had the best reaction on that song. So we thought best representation of our band and our sound, I think. Wouldn't you agree?
I do, yeah.
Has there been a few songs that you guys have wrote and it's just kind of gone to the wayside and you've thought maybe that doesn't represent our sound as much? Because obviously you've alternate hard rock, kind of. Yeah. So what's your inspirations for, like, etc.? What are you listening to and thinking, yeah, that's our sound that I kind of want?
I think the closest thing for me related to our sound is a couple of bands from America, because I believe we have more of an Americana kind of sound. I think something between Black Keys, The White Stripes, Black Pistol Fire and Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, because of
anything with black in it, really.
Yeah, pretty much anything kind of edgy sounding, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Was that always your sound then, really, to go for kind of hard rock, or was it just a case of something that you just kind of stumbled into when you're kind of practicing, when you're performing, and it's like, oh, maybe that's our sound, maybe you always that kind of sound that you wanted, always a trial and error that you went through to kind of get your sound?
Yeah. Well, I think we believe that, like, we prefer to simplify our sound, yeah, because being simple is normally, like, the best solution. You don't want to overcomplicate things.
Especially for being a duo. I think when we first started doing this, we put up a set list of songs. We both did one set list, and they were so similar. It was ridiculous. We chose nearly 90% of the same material, which was really crazy. So we knew that we were on the same track with everything, and it worked out perfect. Especially being drummers and guitar and vocal, it just worked perfect for the songs that we chose. So I think it was just instantaneous that we knew that we were going to do this hard rock kind of stuff.
Yeah, nice one. How did the band get started then? Like, talk to me from the beginnings. Were you guys kind of mates before, or did you just kind of link up and was like, oh, maybe, you know, I'm a decent guitarist, you're a decent drummer, maybe let's try and create a band here?
I like to start on that. You know what? It's all because of my girlfriend, Alicia, which is she's actually in the room right now.
She's in the studio. She's smiling very, yeah, cautiously, trying not to make a sound.
Because Jake works in the same shop Alicia does, and Alicia pretty much introduced me to Jake, saying that he's a drummer. And I was like, okay, that's great. After a year of being depressed about not doing anything with music, we kind of linked up through a TikTok that I saw him playing guitar. And I'm like, well, if we can do this on guitar and he plays drums, I'm pretty sure he's going to be able to do some really cool things on drums.
Yeah.
And that's how it happened, pretty much, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then we did a little jam at Courtyard in Swinton, and that was it.
Had you been in a few bands before then, really? Or?
I have, yeah. I've been in a couple of bands.
Well, it's kind of keeping going, and then, well, stuff that just kind of pitted out, and then, obviously, where does that TikTok come from? Was you in anything, or was you just kind of practicing, just
bored,
doing whatever? Is this during, like, what year would this be then? Would this be this year, earlier this year? If you guys been going about 5 months?
Early this year, yeah. We've only started about February of this year.
I'd say about 8 months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, fair enough.
We're going about 7 months strong now, something like that.
Pretty much, yeah.
So a fairly new band in all comparisons. How's that been going for you, son? Really? Are you faced any challenges? Or are you just kind of, I mean, you've reached out to us and you've reached out to loads of other people with a new track, Kicking Up Storm. It's an absolute banger of a track, by the way. We're going to get it on in a minute.
Yeah,
it's an absolute tune. I mean, you've reached out. I mean, how's it been going now? Considering it's fairly early band, you've got to kind of, you know, there's a lot of components that go into it, gigs and you know, press and all that. So how you been finding that?
Genuinely, it's been amazing. Surprising how everything we're doing sort of clicking together. There's been no tension between us at all, especially with Kicking the Storm. It's just perfect, we believe, representing our band. We have done other singles as well. We haven't recorded them or anything, but we've got them in the lineup for an EP, hopefully next year.
Nice. How many tracks are you looking at then? Because we've got the one that's, has it been the first single that you've published publicly? Is it the first single,
yeah,
that's come out? And so was there a load that have been written, and this is just the first of many to come back out? Or?
Yes, definitely. We've got
four other songs that we could definitely put on the EP.
Nice. I mean, I always like asking this question. I've asked this to a few bands that are planning to, you know, make an album or an EP. Is there an idea in mind for what the name of the EP is going to be called?
I think we decided.
Originally, it was going to be Witch to Mayhem, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a weird thing because I'd written that song before we had started, so that was kind of the precursor to the band. But because it was a little too complicated for us to like play and put together, we just decided to, I think we're going to definitely call it King of Storm.
Yeah, I believe so.
I think it's like a perfect representation of what we're trying to do. We're trying to, you know.
So I'm guessing Kicking Up Storm is going to be a title track then?
Yeah,
to open it up and then, right. What is the, are you the writer then? For most of the songs and you're kind of laying down guitar.
You know what? Because Jake plays drums and I play guitar, but when we first wrote the song, we were both doing it on acoustic, and Jake pretty much came up with the intro for me to gain some sort of inspiration and write the rest of the song around it. So if it wasn't for Jake having that idea, the song probably would have never existed.
Fair enough.
Blame Jake.
Most of the idea is I just blurt out things and he tries to make sense of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it sticks, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, majority of the time you'll just say a name and I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll go with that name. And then from that like word or phrase, I can write a whole song around it and it works perfect.
I tell you what, it's very rare that the drummer in a band is the one that's writing, by the way. That's a very rare like kind of commodity. I mean, you guys are duo. What other duos are you kind of going? Are you kind of going for something like I don't know. I'm trying to think. Royal Blood, for example, is it kind of a process in terms of stuff like that and how they get their sound? Or
a little bit, yeah, because obviously I play guitar, so I'm trying to incorporate some kind of distortion and octave pedals so I can get a bigger sound. So we're leaning towards Royal Blood, which does the exact same thing, obviously, and bit of Black Pistol Fire because they do that kind of similar stuff. They use a lot of the same kind of chords and shapes and all that kind of stuff. So it's between those two bands, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. The name for the band, where does that come from?
I can answer that again. Wichita is come from many different things, mainly from one of the last lyrics in Seven Nation Army.
Okay, yes.
That
okay.
one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's also a movie called Zombieland. From like 2009.
Great movie.
One of the characters there, she's called Wichita.
Oh, yes, yeah. yes. Oh, yes, yeah. yes.
And I just always thought that sounded really, really cool.
Is that
Emma Stone?
Is that Emma Stone? I'm thinking it's her sister, but it isn't.
No, she was
it's
called Little Rock.
Yeah, but yes, Little Rock. And so what? It's come from Zombieland, or has it come from Seven Nation Army, or is it just a combination of both?
Like, I think both, yeah, because the word Wichita just sounds so cool to me. Obviously, it's just like a random city in the state of Kansas. And I'm like, yeah.
Is that actually what it is?
It really is, actually. If you actually look up one of the cities in Kansas, Wichita is one of the main places, and it sounds really cool. And looking at the name now and hearing it and hearing people call it out and stuff like that, it just fits. Looking at me and Jake and even the clothes we wear and the way we play, Wichita just like seems to embody our image and our kind of shtick, you know?
Yeah,
it's great.
I mean, you say about the clothes, is that deliberate? Then are you dressing in a certain way to reflect the music, or are you just kind of like, nah, I'm just going to dress that? Because there's some, you know, Hives, for example, wear the matching suits, you know?
Exactly.
I have no idea how they do that.
That's amazing.
Where the matching suits. I don't know. I was at the gig. You know, he smashes his head open.
Oh my god!
I was at that gig and I was watching Arctic Monkeys when they supported them, and everyone was like, "Ooh!" as a collective sound. But yeah. So is it just you guys kind of dressing as you usually do, or are you kind of doing something to match the sound?
It kind of yeah, and kind of not at the same time because I'm drawing a little bit from the early like garage revival from the 2000s, and the way they dress was kind of simplistic, but kind of almost related to early 70s and late 60s kind of vibe. So we're putting in effort, but we're not at the same time. Kind of trying to do something that the Black Keys were doing. Just making it simple, but kind of edgy at the same time.
Yeah.
And just kind of making it match, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's worked.
It seems to have worked so far, doesn't it? And great track, by the way, Kicking Up a Storm. Really, really excited for the EP, by the way, for when you guys do release that. Please come back when you've got the EP and we'll go the full John Kennedy exposure.
Hell, do the
full album run through. Right, I want to kind of pull it back then. What was you guys' first records that you guys were buying? What were the first songs that you two were both like really obsessed with?
Jake?
I would say Queens of the Stone Age.
Banger.
Absolutely, because I remember in college I'd essentially just binge watch their live shows for like No One Knows and Burn the Witch.
Yes,
like that.
Yes,
phenomenal. In terms of like records and stuff, I only managed to buy one last year. You heard of Sherlock's?
Yes, love Sherlock's. Yeah, and they actually own Jolly Brewer, I think, in Lincoln. So you know,
they did.
And they're on tour. We did try and get them on the show. So they declined us, but it doesn't matter. It's fine. We got you guys. But no, Sherlock's are great. Hopefully they'll come in at some point. What are you saying then? What would you say is your first? I mean, obviously you've said the bands and all that you've done, but what was the first one that you were obsessed with?
To be fair, I went through like a big shift because when I was first being introduced to like music and stuff like that, I was really into old classic heavy metal, into like Metallica and Megadeth and Slayer and all that kind of stuff. And as I keep getting older, I keep getting softer with my music taste. So definitely into Queens of Stone Age, Rival Sons, just all that kind of Americana stuff. I just love American rock and roll music. It's great.
Do you share the same sentiment, or do you attract it more to British in a way? Or are you very much do you kind of find a fuse between that kind of Brit pop, indie rock that we kind of have in Arctic Monkeys and Kasabian and all that? Or do you kind of subscribe to the whole idea of Americana as well? Americana rock and roll?
I'll be honest. To be honest, I've sort of gone into the realms of like Def Cab for Cutie and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like indie
again. You know what? Yeah. What? So are you proper like indie then with Sherlock's and Def Cab for Cutie?
In terms of what I listen to, would definitely go towards indie and stuff like that. But what I play is more in the realms of rock and garage rock and alternative.
Okay. So there's a difference what you're listening to outside of making music and something in terms of you making music. What I'm trying to think, Latham's, stuff like that. Then you going for like stuff like Latham's and DMAs and stuff like
can't
that.
Say I've heard of Latham's.
You gotta listen to Latham's. You gotta listen to that. Out. Yeah, you gotta. First gigs. What are you guys' first gigs that you can remember?
Oof, I have a belter for you. Then first gig I've ever been to, I saw Paul McCartney live in Liverpool.
That's the very first. That's the
very first proper gig.
Have you been to gigs since? Because I just wouldn't even bother. I feel like if you've seen Paul McCartney in Liverpool,
exactly,
then you may as well just like give up with gigs. Like you may as well just do Paul McCartney in Liverpool and just be like, that is it. I will continue to. The next time I step into a gig, I'm going to be doing my own.
Exactly. Yeah. And the best part about it is I saw him for free.
How?
It's just
how that's the story.
The story of it is not very good because. It's just kind of bad explaining in front of my girlfriend. But about 3 or 4 years ago, I used to go out with this girl.
Yes.
We broke up. Mm-hmm. We kind of kept in touch, and there was no one to go with us at a concert. So she's already paid for the tickets, but there was no one to go with. So I still went with her.
Oh, was it a present originally, or was it just like, oh, we got the tease? never gave her the money back, and he was like, nice.
No. Literally, she paid for both tickets because we were going to go while we were still together.
Yeah, okay.
So we broke up.
Yeah,
and then I got to see Paul McCartney for free. It was great.
Sick.
Yeah,
sick.
Exactly.
What would yours be, Jake?
The artist, This Is the Way to Amarillo. I can't remember his name.
What?
This Is the Way to Amarillo.
What? That's your very first gig. Where did you see that?
That's the first gig I went to, yeah.
What? I'm trying. I can't think. Where is that?
Connersbury Music Festival.
Why? What was he headlining at that point?
Yeah.
Is that headliner?
Much, yeah. I was volunteering essentially, and they said, right, you're done for the day, you can just sort of sit beside the stage, and just got to listen to him do it. I can't remember his name though.
I can't. I know what you mean though. I can't think.
He's a big popular guy.
Yeah. What do you say is your best gig then? Obviously Paul McCartney being one, but have you done any other gigs, or have you just kind of kept it slightly?
When we did No Means No Fest, which was 1st of July?
1st of July in Mexborough, in Imperial.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It was amazing. That was amazing.
That's our best gig to date, I think.
We own that crowd.
Yeah.
Okay, nice one. What would you say is, I mean, say that's your best gig. What's the dream for gigs for you guys, would you say? If you used to have, like, I've asked this before, where some people have said, it's a massive arena, it's Wembley Arena, it's Manchester Arena. Some people, however, Future Theory came on and said it's Whiskey A Go-Go, a really kind of dark, like really grungy room. So what would you guys say it is then? Would you guys want to go as big and as stadium anthemic as you possibly could go for? Or would you want something where it's like quite kind of, very small but very passionate audience?
For me personally, I would really love to sell out Corporation in Sheffield. That's my current dream for right now. I've realized doing gigs now, you know, you could play the biggest stage in the world, but if there's no one there, it doesn't really matter.
Mm.
So you've got to get the people to go to the shows. So if we ever sell out Corp, I'm happy. I can do whatever the hell now. You know?
Is that the dream after, yeah. Like, once you've done that, then?
Yeah, that's fine. You know, then we could do whatever the hell.
What'd be yours, Jake?
Genuinely, if we were able to, if we got an EP going and we're able to essentially fully book out a room, it doesn't have to be a mass or anything, as long as everyone in that room is
paying to see you guys.
You're paying to see us.
That
would be a dream.
As a sense of support, yeah, absolutely.
So I mean, we're really low maintenance news. Just as we sell out, we're fine.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's what... No, because I can kind of get behind that. Like, the idea of, like, everyone is paid to... Like, the festival's different. You guys playing at a festival, you can see someone go, oh, they're pretty cool. That's a pretty cool band. And they're, like, moving on. But if everyone is paid to see you guys... You go and find your own support. You've got your own venue, which you're kind of, you know, promoter on all your socials and all that.
That'd be great.
So what would be next for you guys, then? Any future gigs coming up? What you got?
We got a couple of gigs around our local areas. We've got one 14th of October in Moorthorpe in Wakefield. We're just going to be playing alongside a couple of heavy metal bands. That's cool. And then I think we're playing a party on the 27th in Rotherham in a place called Sports Bar. I think it's mainly just going to be us, and then we're getting support from a local band called Sumo, I think. I think that's their name, yeah. So. It's that, and then... We're free until February next year.
Nice.
We might have that thing in December.
And we might have a thing in December. Where is that at now? Bristol. Chesterfield,
something like that.
Chesterfield, yeah. I think that's...
So you guys are expanding then, really?
Slowly.
Yeah, but the way that you guys said it, you were just like, oh, it's everything around Mexico. But, you know, you're going to Rotherham, Chesterfield. You know, you're expanding them. You're not even in, within your first year, really. You've only done... What is it, 8 months, did you say?
Yeah, I think in that 8 months, we've probably played about 12 gigs so far, obviously. They've been very up and down. We've played to a good amount of people, and we've played to maybe 2-3 people. I think one time we did a little guest appearance at The Hive in Rotherham, and I swear it was us two playing, my girlfriend watching us, the sound guy, and there was another guy waiting to play. That was it. And then the rest of the pub was empty as well.
Oh no!
And that was so bad.
The owner invited us, and then he left before we played.
Yeah, he just abandoned us. I'm like, oh, this is great.
See, you guys are so expensive. I just couldn't have gone back out. I just couldn't have gone back out and one, performed, and two, gone out and done it again as well.
Oh, we did like 2 half-hour sets.
Yeah,
I swear.
Nice. We struggled the next day.
it was so sad, but it's fine because we keep hearing these things being like, oh, you know, every band's been through that phase where they play to no one and they play to everyone and all that kind of stuff. So
you got big things coming up as
hopefully,
well.
Hopefully, you know.
What are you guys' socials for everyone to follow you on? Instagram, Facebook, whatever.
I think Facebook is the main one, ain't it?
Yeah,
Facebook is where we get most of our followers. It's just Facebook with the Wichitas.
Yeah, the Wichitas, same as Instagram, the Wichitas, and we've got TikTok as well.
Which is all the same name, really.
Yeah.
By the way, Wichitas, I should probably say, Wichitas, I think. Yeah, I spell that right. I spell that right. I'm reading it as well, but
I can't spell it.
But there you go. That's her Facebook, Instagram, all the same. So yeah, go follow them on that. And lads, thank you for coming in. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
No worries, thank you.
Thank